Saying hello to Lauren Rexford from Quincy Community Action Programs to chat about their heating assistance program and also about how the agency is coping during this challenging time. Hi, Lauren. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Joe. Good to see you again, too. Thank you so much for having me on. I just wanted to get the word out about applying for fuel assistance before the real cold weather hits. But a little bit about Quincy Community Action. The organization has been dedicated to helping helping to reduce poverty since 1965. And we're here, our aim is to help families reach their education and economical goals while achieving their financial abilities. It's one of the leading nonprofit organizations in the Greater Greater Quincy area. And we service over 80 communities. But today I want to focus on the fuel assistance program, which some people might have heard it called low income energy assistance program. It has three energy savings programs that clients, I encourage clients and residents to really take advantage of this program because it's out there to help their monthly heating bills and take the worry and anxiety off of how they're going to pay their monthly heating bills throughout the cold and inclement weather that we have here in Massachusetts.
So critical, especially at this time when so many folks are out of work or maybe on reduced hours, reduced schedules. Yes. So it's going to be more critical than ever this year, certainly.
Yes, absolutely. So the fuel assistance, again, we help keep families warm during the winter months. It is an income-based program. And the income limits go up to 60% of the estimated state median income. Last season, Quincy Community Action Energy Programs assisted 4,000 Quincy residents keep their home warm, which is great, and it's crucial throughout the cold months. Not only does our fuel assistance program assist the Quincy residents, but we also have assist Braintree, Weymouth, and Milton residents as well. A lot of folks don't know that, but we are here to help families stay warm and not decide whether they need to pay their rent or mortgage or pay their heating bills or put food on the table. So within the program, we assist with payments towards oil, kerosene, propane, gas, and electric heating. And also in some cases, clients that have their heat or residents that have their heat included in their rent, we can assist them with a 30% reimbursement to put towards their rent or other housing costs, which is a great benefit.
Good to know. And good to know, too, that renters are also eligible. I think there's some misunderstanding sometimes that it's only for homeowners, but renters, too.
Yes, it's definitely renters, homeowners. Definitely, I encourage folks to apply. Regardless of what their living situation is, they should always try to apply. If they're not within our service area, Quincy Community Action Service Area, we'll always direct them to the right agency to get connected with these services.
Sure.
So that's an important part of the piece is connecting the community with the services that they need. So the program does run, or I should say the program assists with payments from November 1st through April 30th. And payments are made based on your monthly usage towards your heating costs. So right now for a household of four, the annual gross income needs to be less than $75,201 a year. So as far as how we're adapting to the COVID-19 epidemic right now, unfortunately, our office is closed to the public, but we do have staff here Monday through Friday reviewing applications, doing applications over the phone for first-time applicants, as well as answering phone calls and any questions or concerns our clients may have. So for existing clients, what we have done is we mailed out a pre-printed application for them to review and just make changes as necessary. And we encourage clients to mail their application back. But we also put in place a secure drop box located at 1511 Hancock Street. And that's so clients, existing and new clients, can stop by and just put their information directly in the drop off box, which we check daily, a couple times a day it's being checked. So that's one added change that we implemented to help better serve our clients during the pandemic. So we are accepting applications, again, for existing clients that have applied in the past. And we're also taking applications by phone for any new individual that wants to, or a household that wants to apply for the program. Another way that clients can submit their documentation, not only by mail or Dropbox, we also have the ability to accept documentation by email, and that's fuelassistance@qcap.org. In addition to the fuel assistance program, once you fill out that fuel assistance application, it opens households up to other energy saving services within the program. And it's only one application, which is really good. So you don't have to have three different interviews for three different services. It's all one application. What's an eligible client would qualify for would be heating system repair and replacement. So if you're a homeowner, if something's not quite right with your heating system and you're approved eligible for fuel, you should definitely call our office and we can walk you through the process of what we'll be doing to assist with getting a licensed and insured contractor to the home. In some cases, we can replace heating systems to help make the home more, to help the home become more energy efficient. So we have our contractors look at the condition and the age of the heating system to determine whether it should be replaced or if there's some minor repair to make it operate a little bit better and have a health and address any health and safety concerns.
Sure. That's just for the property owners, right? Not for the renters.
Yes. For mainly for property owners, in some cases for renters. But that entails more screening, a further screening process.
Okay. What documents, Lauren, would folks need for their application? What should they be prepared to submit?
Well, to start their application process off, as far as documentation, the basic documentation that we need is verification of income for all household members, verification of citizenship, which would be birth certificate or social security card, or there's several other documentation to verify citizenship. You don't need to be a U.S. citizen to apply for fuel assistance.
Okay.
Which is good. There's other programs out there where you do need to be a citizen. Also, we need utility bills, current utility bills, gas, electric, telephone bill. Of course, name and date of birth of everyone in the household. But really the basic piece of information we need is what their source of income is. Mm-hmm. And if anything else is determined during the time of the intake or at the time of the review of the existing applicant, they're notified by mail of what documentation they need to supply in order to complete their application.
Okay.
And again, we do have staff here if clients are not quite sure what they need to send. There's always someone in the office that can answer that phone call for them.
Okay, that's what's the best number to call for that, Lauren?
The best number to call for that is 617-657-5301.
Okay, very good. And if somebody's submitting via email, can they submit their documents email also as electronically?
They can submit their documents electronically, but their application, unfortunately, they can't submit electronically. That needs to be received either by mail or placed in our secure Dropbox.
Okay, very good.
Okay. One of the other added services to applying for fuel assistance is also the weatherization services. What that provides for clients is weather stripping and insulation in attic, cellars, and walls. And again, you can be a renter or you can be an owner in order to qualify for the weatherization services.
Very good.
Another benefit to applying for fuel assistance is the 25 to 36% monthly discount that you'll receive on your utility bills. And that actually goes 12 months from the date that you apply for fuel assistance, which is great. It's just another added service to help reduce that financial burden folks may be experiencing with their energy costs.
And yeah, that's huge. That's quite a significant savings for sure.
Yes. Oh, yes, it definitely is. Another program that is funded through the utility companies, but QCAP facilitates that for them, is called the Appliance Management Program. And what that program does is we have energy auditors here at QCAP where they will touch base with the clients, give them some energy savings education tips, supply them with some LED energy efficiency light bulbs, and also check to see if their major appliances are as efficient as they can be. And if it's determined they're not, then they can qualify for a refrigerator, washing machine, air conditioner, or dehumidifier. Again, that's based on the assessment provided by one of QCAP's energy auditors. And that's given to them at no cost. And it is a really great program. And folks do see the savings on their utility bills monthly just by taking advantage from all of those programs that the LIHEAP program has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. We should probably point out, too, that the energy assistance payments go directly to the utility company, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So how that works is once a client is determined eligible, we notify their heating vendor, and we just let them know how much that client or household is eligible for. And they send us the bills directly so that we can just make the payment and send that off automatically to the vendors. So there's no hassle of the client trying to worry about getting us more paperwork on top of the additional paperwork they already have to submit for their application.
Okay, good to know. Okay. And is it retroactive, Lauren, to November 1st if someone does qualify?
Yes, that's another added benefit. Regardless of when you apply during the season between November through April, all payments will go back retroactive to November 1st.
Okay. So they could potentially get a credit going forward.
Yeah, potentially, depending on the time of season that clients apply, they can end up getting a credit on their heating bill. Mm-hmm. But what the heating companies will do is just keep deducting off of that credit until it's gone. So that will help folks, with their finances during those heating months, during the months that you don't have to heat your home.
Right. Yep.
And it really is a great benefit, and I can't stress it enough, or encourage clients or individuals to apply for the program now before they find themselves in a situation where they have no heat. It's very important that that they submit their application if they've already applied in the past, or contact our office immediately to access all of these services.
Yeah, there's no cost, right, to apply?
No cost to apply at all. No cost at all.
Okay, so the only downside is the answer could be no if you don't qualify, right?
Right, but I like to say it's never a no. You may not be income eligible for fuel assistance, but there's always other resources within the community that we can direct and help that individual access to get additional heating help.
Okay, good to know. And then you have your other programs at QCAP, financial assistance, I know. There's all a myriad of different services that they may be able to take advantage of.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we do a good job at, if there's clients that we recognize needs additional services beyond fuel assistance, we do refer them over to QCAP's many services that we have. And I encourage individuals to visit our website at www.qcap.org to find out about the other services that Quincy Community Action has to offer.
Yeah,
there's some really great programs right now, and especially during COVID, clients should be connecting to all the services that we have to offer. There may be a service that they're not aware of that we actually offer, but I do encourage clients and residents to check out our website.
The pool of money, Lauren, for the heating assistance program, is that being bolstered by the federal CARES Act at all during this pandemic? Or, how does that pool of money look this year?
Yes, we do have funding through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, where we received funding through the CARES Act. And right now, funding is good. We have plenty of benefits for clients at this time to apply. Of course, there's never enough to carry pay clients' bills throughout the winter months. But if the fuel assistance program can help out with 3 out of the 6 months towards their payments towards their heating bills, it will be worth it. It just keeps their financial stability a little bit more solid.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more money they can put toward food or rent or transportation or whatever they need.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if there's other services other than fuel assistance that they may need, we can always direct them to those services.
Okay. And I know you work with other social service agencies here in Quincy on the South Shore as well to make sure there's kind of no crossover, if you will, right?
Yes. We connect with the Salvation Army, Interfaith Social Services, and some other Quincy community centers around the area.
Sure.
Just to help out with that added benefit, should a client run out of their fuel benefit before the season actually ends, we can always refer them to the other resources to help, make up that difference.
Yeah, I think the important message, that you're stressing is apply, try. Don't wait until it's too late. You really don't want your heat to be turned off.
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, it doesn't hurt to try. And if it's becoming too much because of everything else that's going on in the world, really reach out to us. We can help you walk through the process. So I do encourage residents to really do that. Reach out to us before it's too late, before you're worse off than you thought you were.
Right. Yeah. Even if you don't qualify for heating assistance, help from some of the other programs may, help you pay that heating bill.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, and that's there are some cases where clients don't qualify for the program, but that's why we have the other resources that we can refer our clients out and help them walk them through that process to actually get the services to the other community agencies.
Sure. All right. Anything else we should touch on right now, do you think, Lauren?
No, I just really encourage folks, if you received your application in the mail, please get it back as soon as possible so we can help you sooner. And actually, I did want to mention that right now there is a moratorium as far as utility shutoffs. So right now, folks that have gas or electric services for heat cannot be shut off between November 15th and March 15th, which is why I stress for existing clients and individuals that have never applied to apply for the program before that March 15th date.
Okay.
And we do accept applications through April 30th, but okay. I encourage folks to get that in prior to March 15th.
Okay. What's the typical kind of turnaround time, Lauren, for after somebody applies?
It depends on what part of the season we're in, but it usually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to review the application to determine eligibility. As far as needing additional information, it can take up to 25 working days to receive a notice to let you know what else is needed to complete that application.
Okay. But again, it's retroactive. So during that time, even if you are paying, you'll get a credit if you are approved.
Right. Yes, absolutely. You will get a credit retroactive.
Okay, great. Again, if you could, the phone number and that email address.
Sure. So to contact Quincy Community Action Fuel Assistance, you can call 617-657-5301. And then the fuel assistance email address is fuelassistance@qcap.org. And if folks just want to drop information off as well, they can drop their information off at QCAP Secure Dropbox, located in the lobby of 1511 Hancock Street, which is right next to the Quincy Community Action main office.
Very good. All right. Anything else right now?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, good. Glad we're able to catch up and let folks know about these programs. If we can be of any more help here, Lauren, please reach out. We'd be happy to get information out to the community for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good to see you. Be well.
Yes, you too. Thank you.